Given religion's central role in Santo Domingo de la Calzada, it is not surprising that some blame the church. On the 17th of February, a group of 46 parishioners had set out by coach to visit Rome and Florence. They took a bottle of Rioja wine for Pope Francis, and, after meeting the Vatican official Cardinal Mauro Piacenza, came back with a promise of plenary indulgence for visitors to St. Dominic's tomb over the next 7 years. The measure, which remits a need to purge sins and thereby avoid tortures in purgatory, was a way of prolonging the 2019 celebrations for the saint's 1,000th birthday. Did the parishioners also bring back the virus? Italy, after all, is where COVID-19 began its rampage across Europe, and the group returned via northern Italy on the 22nd of February, just as the first cases were being reported there. Many people in Santo Domingo, including one of the local doctors I spoke to, assume the virus came with them. Duenas has been the most vocal accuser. "Of course they brought it," she said, "but the church is too powerful to criticize." Abbot Suarez, who led the trip, is incensed by the accusation that his group is responsible for bringing the disease to Santo Domingo. "It's a complete lie, the most stupid thing anybody could say," he told me. He noted that only one of the group, the prior of the Sant Isidore Brotherhood, Gregorio Saez, had died of COVID-19, and the family think he caught it in hospital. Blame and stigma were part of La Rioja's experience of the pandemic from the very start. The region's first recorded cases in the wine town of Haro, 12 miles north of Santo Domingo, appeared among members of its Roma community, who have been made into scapegoats many times in Spanish history. On the 24th of February, community members attended a funeral in the Basque city of Vitoria, which became one of Spain's first known contagion points.